I'm very happy now to welcome Robert Benjamin. He is author of the new play, Parted Waters, which is being presented by Teatro Paraguas, and Argus McCallum joins us. He is the artistic director of Teatro Paraguas, and Fran Martone joins us as well. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is a play about crypto-Jews of northern New Mexico. There's been quite a lot of plays or quite a lot of literature and activity surrounding this theme in the last few years.
Yes, there has been.
How did you decide to take on this material?
The origin of the play was a commission from the Arizona Jewish Theater Company in Phoenix. They've been looking for a play on this topic for several years, and so the artistic director there twisted my arm.
Now, did you have a connection to the material in some way? Personally, family, or anything like that?
Not directly, but I've lived here for a long time.
And so how did you go about researching the history of crypto-Jews and finding the emotional thematic elements to make a play?
Well, I used a historical resource, Stan Horty's book, To the End of the Earth. And then I interviewed a lot of people, went to conferences on the topic and such. And I've been living around here a long time, so I'm familiar with the culture as well.
So Teatro Paraguas is always doing plays that take on cultural themes that are about New Mexico.
Yes, this play is very significant because the crypto-Jewish population is very important in northern New Mexico. And it's estimated that maybe perhaps 1 in 10 Hispanics in northern New Mexico does have crypto-Jewish blood.
1 in 10?
Yes. This is a very dynamic play because it has three generations of men in the same family. The grandfather, whom I'm very privileged to play, Reynaldo, is a traditional viejo. He farms up there near Trucha somewhere. The son, Miguel, has different cultural values. He's working for a corporation in Albuquerque. And the son, the third generation, is becoming active in issues of hydrology and water rights and is running a campaign.
So he's running for office.
That's correct. And he does not know about the crypto-Jewish roots in the family. Reynaldo, the grandfather, has urged his son, Javier, to explain to Miguel that the family does have crypto-Jewish blood. But Javier does not wish to. So a lot of tension and a dramatic situation is created by that impasse.
Fran, what is your role?
I'm the director of the play, and I'm fascinated, of course, with the specific locale and the specific local themes, but I think it's a much deeper and broader look at the issues of identity. And that's what really attracted me to the play, because as we identify ourselves as a woman, as a Jewish person, as a black or whatever, that brings us a lot of community. But it also, as we've seen in the world recently, can bring a lot of tension and problems as well. So that sort of balance between what identity brings us in terms of gifts and in terms of curse fascinates me.
We're also going through a period in history where there's a great deal of revision about the meaning of race or so-called blood. And as I was reading through the play, I thought, what is it even, on a deep level, what does it even mean to have that DNA?
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. What does it mean? And what do we choose to make it mean? What do other people impose on us because we have this particular trait or whatever. There's a really interesting book by Amaretta Sen called Identity and Violence, and I used that as some preparation as I was getting ready to direct this play. And I have to say the actors and the script are both amazing. Robert always writes plays that have moral ambiguity and lots of different threads, and they're always fascinating to unravel.
Have you found, just in observing the situation of northern New Mexico now, that people are more comfortable with speaking of their crypto-Jewish heritage, if that's something that they've known about?
I've observed that some people are comfortable speaking about it, and others are less comfortable. So there is still the question of is it something I want to share with people?
So all of these themes and, of course, love interest is explored in this play, and it's interesting that one of the characters is having a flirtation with a woman who's actually a Jewish woman from, I think, is she from out of state?
Well, she moved here. I mean, she's not a native to New Mexico,
right.
But she is openly Jewish, as you say.
Yes. Exactly. And so we won't give too much away. It's a source of much possible and actual conflict in this play, Parted Waters, which opens this coming Thursday at the Teatro Paraguas Studios. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's an evening performance at 7 o'clock. Sundays, it's a matinee. And it's at the studio at 3221 Richards Lane in Santa Fe. And then that's for 2 weekends. And then after that, it's going to be at the Brian Fant Theater at Capital High School. And for more information, people can go to teatroparaguas.org. And they can call 505-424-1601. Robert Benjamin, Fran Martone, and Argus McCallum, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find me at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz.